People of every opinion on the war in Iraq seem determined to show they stand by U.S. troops and do not want to repeat the mistakes of the Vietnam era. We're going to spend a little time now with a Vietnam vet who is gravely wounded in the first major battle against the North Vietnamese Army. He's preparing to leave for Iraq next week to meet the young soldiers of the Army platoon he led more than 41 years ago. Robert Conradi was hit with mortar fire during the Battle of Ai Drang in November of 1965. He was carried to safety by his radio operator and survived. His rescuer returned to battle and was killed later that night, one of the hundreds of American and North Vietnamese soldiers who died in the remote valley. Today, Bob Conradi is retired. He's also a graduate student in journalism. On Monday, he begins his journey from Iowa to Baghdad. Mr. Conradi, thanks for joining us.
Hi, Debbie.
So, in military tradition, will you give us the full name of the platoon you commanded in Vietnam?
Sure. It's called the 1st Platoon, A Company, 1st Battalion, 5th Cav, 1st Cavalry Division.
Now, in 1965, you left the battlefield terribly wounded. Why is it now that you want to return to a combat zone?
When I was wounded in Vietnam, I couldn't move, and really, the guy should have left me there, but Ronnie carried me to safety and saved my life, and mentally, I was shot just as bad as I was physically. So they sent me to a MASH unit where I was operated on. They sent me to Hong Kong to recover from that. They sent me to the Philippines, where again I was operated on and had blood drained out of my chest cavity, and then to the States, and then to the Great Lakes Hospital. So by the time I realize what's going on, I'm in a Great Lakes Hospital looking around, and I'm home, wounded, waiting for my family to come. All I wanted to do was get back to my platoon and help them because I knew they were still fighting. I felt extremely guilty about leaving them in that dire situation because I was their platoon leader.
What is your current mission going over to Iraq?
My mission has changed a little bit. Initially, I really wanted to go over and see combat to try to put some of those old demons to bed. But I've thought better of that. That's not why I want to go. It's not about me. It's about the platoon. One of the first things that people ask me about some of the people killed in Ai Drang was, you know, what did he look like? What did he have bedhead when he got up? You know, did he ever talk about me? What did you guys eat? And I don't remember those things. What I want to do is take this platoon and do things for them I didn't do or could not do when I had a platoon 41 years ago. I want to talk to them, document them, what they eat, what they wear, how they sleep, what are their thoughts, what are their dreams, what are their goals. And then I want to come home, I want to make a DVD and send it to each family of those troops. And I also want to make a DVD that I can take to the schools and teach them what it's really like to be a soldier in Iraq and how they feel. I know I can't do anything about the war. I can't make any difference at all. I just want to make a difference to this one platoon.
You've set up a website in anticipation of this trip. And one of the things you describe there is another battle that you've been waging for the past 5 years against what you called Vietnam demons or post-traumatic stress disorder. Can you describe for us what was happening to you that made you recognize PTSD so many years later after you were in Vietnam?
See, that bothered me because when I came back from Vietnam, my defense mechanism was to become a workaholic. That's how I buried things. I retired in 2002, and 3 months later, I had gained 35 pounds, would not leave the house, and all I would do is sit on the couch and flick channels. I wanted nothing to do with life. My wife got a hold of Nikki in the vet center in Moline. Some of the things I was doing, they pointed out, were really suicidal thoughts. So then I went into serious therapy.
Are you at all concerned that going to Iraq and being in a war zone could possibly bring back some of your post-traumatic stress symptoms?
Yes, but I've talked to my vet counselors, I've gone to a VA psychiatrist, and we talked about the reasons why I want to go. And I said, to me, it's like I'm going back to my old platoon. I actually feel that. I feel like I'm going back to my old platoon, but I'm given a second chance. My radio operator and I, we never got personal. And I said, I want to get personal with these guys. I want to find out about them. My last day there, I want to shake their hand. If they let me, I want to hug them. And I want to say, guys, good luck in your tour. I hope you make it home. I couldn't do those things for my platoon because I felt I abandoned them on the battlefield. And I think going over there is going to help some of those demons.
You're retired and in your 60s now, am I correct?
I'm turned 65 next month.
Yeah, and you've been out of the military for 40 years now.
Yes.
How do you think you'll relate to the young men and women who are now serving in your platoon?
I can tell you in Tom's exact words.
And Tom is the platoon leader now.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, he is. One of the emails Tom sent me, he says, there's 40 years difference in your platoon command and my platoon command in our age, but I'm wearing your bars, and I'm carrying your bars, and I'm wearing your shoulder patch on my shoulder. This is our platoon.
Well, Mr. Conradi, when you return, will you come back and share with us some of the stories of the troops that you meet in Iraq?
I definitely will.
Bob Conradi led a platoon of the 1st Cavalry Division during the Battle of I Drang in Vietnam. He leaves on Monday to join his former platoon in Iraq. Thank you for talking with us, sir.
Thank you, Debbie.
This is NPR.